This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, we'll check in with self-described onstage wild man St. Aubyn on a sold-out show at White Rabbit Cabaret, and we'll listen to excerpts of his new album. Local music journalist Seth Johnson joins us to share his top five favorite songs from bands playing at Seth Fest, his annual birthday show coming up next weekend, and we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana Music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis or WFYI.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. First, Melissa Davis had a chance to check in with Indianapolis-based musician St. Aubyn.
That's right, Adam. Thank you. Indianapolis-based musician, singer-songwriter, and content creator St. Aubyn has a brand new album out. And his album release show was a successful event with a sold-out night at the White Rabbit Cabaret. Before his sold-out show, St. Aubyn stopped by the studio to talk about his new album, Without My Queen. St. Aubyn, can you tell me about your music and a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Yeah, I grew up in Northwest Indiana, and then I've been in Indianapolis for the last 11 years, I think, something like that. I grew up playing drums in church and music in church, and then I kept playing. But yeah, St. Aubyn used to be a three-piece with two other guys. Then they left, and St. Aubyn happens to be my last name, so I didn't have to do any rebranding or anything. The style is, it's always been rock-based. Definitely have some like synth and pop influenced into it as well, but I think at my core I'm always like a rock and roll guy.
I'm hanging on to you. What else can I do? I can barely move. I guess this is freedom.
I'm always interested in how folks get to Indianapolis. So you could have gone to Chicago.
Sure.
Or what? How did you choose Indy?
A friend of mine called me. He needed a roommate at IUP. He was at IUPUI. And it just happened to be the time in my life when it just felt that there was nothing really for me where I grew up in Crown Point, Indiana. All my friends had left. I was a bank teller. I don't look like a bank teller, but I was. So I moved here. I knew nothing about Indianapolis. At that time, Indianapolis was so cool for me because I think Yatz was the only cool restaurant. I grew up, it was like Chili's, Applebee's, the movies. That's all you go to. But here it's like, oh my gosh, there's Yatz. There's like cultural food, you know, that's amazing. And everything opens till 9 o'clock. So, but now Indy, from, you know, 10 years ago, was so different. But yeah, that's how I got here.
Was Chicago ever a thought? Or?
Yeah, it was. I went to a acting school there called Second City. So I studied like sketch comedy. I was actually, when I moved to Indianapolis to kind of finish school, I was actually commuting on weekends to Chicago to finish like the conservatory is what it was called. So it was kind of like, okay, do I do music? Or do I do this sketch comedy thing? And ever since I was a kid, we just played music. Comedy kind of came later after like insecurities, but yeah, the music was just, I was like, okay, let's just do music. So I stayed in Indy.
I missed a call from you yesterday. The more I see it, the more I say. I should have known that you go.
Your music is kind of, I mean, it's serious.
It is.
Too.
I always enjoyed juxtapositions. I always enjoyed like upbeat songs, and then it's kind of sad, you know, or just things that they're not supposed to pair well together. But I've always done that. But yeah, my music is very, in general, serious. It's kind of like a journal, and I just put melodies to it. But I don't, like, I take my craft seriously. I just don't take myself seriously. I can't. I can't imagine a world where I'm like wearing a leather jacket and like sunglasses on stage and just like trying to be really cool or like develop a fake accent or something like that. That just, I can't, I don't think I could do that. I guess I thought that it
could wait. So is this your first then album as a solo artist?
Yes, yes. Awesome. This will be the first project solo. So it's weird. There's a lot of like getting people to listen to it. I have to do it all. So it's a lot of work, a lot of pressure in some ways, or self-inflicted pressure, but I enjoy it. You know, I don't think I would have it another, I don't know if I'd be in a band again, maybe. Tomorrow, I feel you. Tomorrow, ain't about you. I know you lied. You're still mine tomorrow.
So is there a theme of the new album or a specific sound? Or
yeah, I mean, so I lost my mom 2 years ago. So a lot of it is just kind of just dealing with guilt, with shame, with hope, with all these different emotions that kind of come with like losing somebody, you know. But yeah.
You're young to lose your mom.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bummer, you know. I hate telling. I always struggle with telling people what it's about because I like when people like derive their own meaning from it. But it's kind of, I still haven't figured out like a cool way to say it. And I like mystery. I feel like artists and like content creators, they just share too much, and it's just like there's no mystery. I like when you kind of keep people guessing, you know. But yes, it is about me losing my mom.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, I mean, a lot of us are dealing with loss right now, so I think folks sure. appreciate, you know, we're coming out of COVID and
yeah.
all that, you know, terrible nightmare that's been.
Yeah, so, dude. Yeah. It's been a wild couple years. But yeah, it's weird. Like, people have, like, listened to, like, a song or two on it, and they're just like, like, I know clearly what I'm singing about, but someone's just like, oh, I'm going through a divorce. That song's meant something to me. It's like, oh, that's weird. I never would have thought about that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, yeah.
And what is the name of the album?
It's called Without My Queen. I'm asleep and am I dreaming? Overthinking, what's the meaning? Here without
left me hanging for tomorrow. Nothing's left except the sorrow. How did your mom feel about you as a musician?
I think she's very proud of me. She encouraged it a lot. She taught me how to harmonize as a kid. She bought me my first guitar. Yeah, she, even when I played in like punk bands and like screaming bands, she would like come to all the socials. So she was super, super supportive. Yeah, I mean, I would like to think that she would have liked the songs. Maybe she wouldn't, but I think she would have loved to know that I wrote a whole EP just about her, you know? Hey Ma, did I miss you? Finally stopped all the nagging and you left me with the tissues. Review, it's true. The problem was with me too. Take two without you. I still got issues. Pray Jesus save me. He's being lazy. Get all your friends and rebuke the crazy. Cause all I feel lately, guilt is strong, guilt is strong.
Thanks, St. Aubyn and Melissa, for that interview and music. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we'll listen into Seth Johnson's top 5 songs from bands playing his annual birthday show, SethFest. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Let's take a listen now to Seth Johnson's top 5 songs. So you're having a birthday show, and you do an annual birthday show, but this is the first time you've done it since the pandemic, at least with bands, right?
Yep, that is right. I started doing it actually back in college at Ball State, and then when I moved to Indy, I started doing it here a lot, but the pandemic kind of stopped that for a minute. And but this will be the first time that it's kind of back in full force again since the pandemic.
That's great. And when is it again?
It will be April 8th at 8 p.m. at Square Cat Vinyl. And Square Cat Vinyl, for anyone listening, is all ages. So that was kind of a big reason why I wanted to have it there. Pretty big capacity too. So, but that said, you should probably still get your tickets now because I have a lot of pretty popular bands playing it. So I'll start off with I have my friend Oliver who fronts the band Volunteer Department, and Oliver's been in a lot of local bands over the years. And he actually lives in Nashville, so he's coming up here from Nashville for it, which will be awesome, and I'm honored that he's doing that. Second band, so according to my poster right now, it says it's a surprise guest, but I'll just spill the beans on the show.
Oh.
The surprise guest is Everything Now, who's a legendary rock and roll band from Indiana. I'm so honored that they're playing it. Crafty, the front man, has been an inspiration to me over the years, and just kind of how much he loves local music has definitely rubbed off on me. So I'm really excited to be having them. Third band is Sweet Poison Victim, who are actually kind of reuniting for this for my birthday show. They have not played in a very long time, so this will be their first show back in a while. And they're just a fun African highlife band. They are always a blast. If you've never seen them before, you should definitely come check them out. It's always a party with Sweet Poison Victim. And then the last band, the headlining band, I actually can't say their full name on the radio. Because there's a word in it that is not allowed to be said, but it's their band name is called Pat and the Somethings. So if you are familiar with local music, you should be able to figure out who that is by me describing it as that. But they are an awesome punk band, one of my favorite bands in indie right now. And yeah, they just had a great album come out recently called Soil that's really good. So if you want to get a taste of them, check out that album.
Well, thanks for keeping it clean for us, Seth.
Yeah, of course.
So let's start with that band. You have a song by each band playing, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah, so that band, a song that I would probably choose from them is one of their classics. It's an older song. They normally tend to close out their shows with the song though, and it's a song called Don't Come in My House. It's really fun, very tongue-in-cheek. The singer vocalist Alex Beckman is pretty goofy in this song, and if you've ever seen them live before, you know that he's just a very eccentric wild dude. So yeah, that's a good taste of kind of what you can expect from them, and the song is called Don't Come in My House. Let's do a Sweet Poison Victim song. They have so many that are always so fun and dancey, but I think I'm going to go with the classic from them. I'm going to go with You Wanna Be Here is the name of the song. It's a song that over the years, Clarence, one of the longtime members of Sweet Poison Victim, he's always kind of been the singer of that song, and it's just a good vibes, fun song. Always, normally the band closes out the show with this a lot too, but yeah, it's definitely one of my faves from them.
Say you wanna be
Third one that I'm gonna do is from Everything Now. I had to do double with one, and Everything Now is such a legendary band, so I figured that I would pick two songs from them. So we'll close out with one from them too. But one of my favorites from them is called Angina Pectoris. It's just an awesome, super fun song. Also, just another great taste of kind of what they're like live. I also have a lot of favorites from Volunteer Department, but I think I'm gonna go with my most recent favorite, and one that gets stuck in my head a lot, is a song called Swell. Oliver Hopkins, the front man of that band, is such an awesome lyricist, and you get a really good taste of his songwriting in Swell, I think.
That's the Swell, Swell, Swell.
Okay, and to close it out, our second Everything Now song of the
Yes,
night.
The second Everything Now song is a song called The Shelter. It is from probably my favorite Everything Now album, Spatially Severed, and I have always loved that song, and I've actually never heard them play it live before, but I've talked to Crafty, the singer of Everything Now, and he said that they will be learning it especially for this show.
Wow.
So I am pretty excited about that, because I've also never heard it live before, and it's been a song that I've loved for over a decade. So this will actually be my first time I've ever heard it live. Pretty excited about that.
Well, thanks, Seth, for sharing those top five with us. And could you just give us a quick reminder about when and where the show is?
Yeah, the show is on April 8th, which is a Saturday. It's at Square Cat Vinyl, which is an all-ages venue. It starts at 8 p.m. You can already get your tickets now online in advance if you'd like. And yeah, it'll be... should be a blast. Four awesome Indiana bands that I love. I'm really passionate about Indiana music, and these bands kind of, I feel like, are a great taste of what all the goodness is here.
See you there.
Awesome.
Thanks, Seth Johnson, for that top five. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 at 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis. Or listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen. Or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from Central Indiana artist Kara Cole. She plays as part of Small Studio alum band Keller & Cole, and she has her own solo project as Kara Cole. And she has a newly produced song called Mary Frances. It's an emotional and heartfelt song about Kara's late grandmother. Let's hear a bit of a description from Kara Cole.
I moved in with my grandma, and I moved in to take care of her because she had Alzheimer's. And we took care of her around the clock already. So I moved in to be able to handle her better. One of the things we used to do together, especially when I moved in, she loves to sing. She loved to sing. And so every time she would maybe have an episode and be far away, we would sing songs. I'd say, hey, do you know those lines to Will a Circle Be Unbroken? Was something she loved to sing. And I would start it off and I would sing the first line, and I'd say, oh, I don't know the next part. And it would just bring her right back, and she knew the words instantly. And we just had a really strong connection. That was my best friend, my soulmate for sure. She ended up passing away in September of 21, and it really came out of nowhere. I mean, she'd been sick, you know, but that was something we were definitely not anticipating. And she loved country music and loves Conway Twitty and George Jones, Elvis Presley, you know. And so I thought, well, maybe I could try to write some more country-influenced songs. It just has been, music was like a centerpiece for her and I as well.
This is Kara Cole with Mary Frances on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Well, I'll start the coffee and leave the talking to you. But you ain't got much to say these days, no. I'm always waiting on you. So I'll aggravate you.
That was Kara Cole with her latest single, Mary Frances, here on Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music?
Indianapolis band Sonya released an EP last summer called Reunion. Here's a track from that. It's Sonya with I Just Want to Be in a Band. Indie band Willis Miller puts on a variety show at Sobro's Leader House every third Thursday of the month. In addition to playing their songs, they also back up other local songwriters and poets with their own works. I went recently and it was a super fun time, so be on the lookout for that. This is Willis Miller with Ways to Go.
We got a ways to go. You see us dancing.
Indianapolis-based Brandon Lott has been working hard on his next musical project. This song is a funky pop jam titled Aries.
Loving should feel like sunshine, lighting up in your soul. Dance with me in the moonlight. You've got me feeling bold. Burning with
Scorpion Tears is an alt-rock musician from Florida, but recently relocated to Indianapolis. This is their latest, titled Don't Listen, featuring Misfit Lou.
Tell me how I'm gonna get through to you. Cause you gon' do exactly what you wanna do. Why don't you ever listen?
That's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artist on social media for updates and info. This is Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit wfyi.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. Adam, what do we have?
This is Bloomington artist David Brown with Through the Woods to the Water on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.